This pattern of alternating columns of DNA and protein establishes a higher order row of DNA and protein columns, which continues for the length of the cell nucleus. But what about the rows of DNA and protein columns, which presumably lie to the right and left of those shown here? How will they fit into the structure? As I pointed out in 2006 in the accompanying slideshow, The Probable Structure of the Protamine DNA Complex, when I began looking at protamine, I had no pre-existing plan to account for the growth of the structure in the directions which, in the present slide, would be properly described as to the right or to the left. As it turns out, I didn't need a plan. In what I can only account a stroke of divine good fortune, it turns out that when adjacent rows of DNA and protein columns are approximated,